think? You want me to record this, look up that, plan for meals, create shopping lists, and you want me to cook? I don't have time for this. Yes, you do. It is not a matter of not having enough time. It is a matter of how you spend it. You say you don't have time to prepare a meal, so you'll eat out. But how quick is that? Let's think about this for a minute. It takes 10 minutes to prepare a lunch and have it ready to eat whenever you want it. How long does it take you to leave the office, decide what you want, order it, and then get it? 30 minutes? An hour? The same is true with dinner and breakfast. You can prepare a great-tasting dinner in under 30 minutes. It takes that long to order a pizza. You stand in line for 15 minutes for a greasy breakfast biscuit. How long does it take to eat a bowl of cereal or a piece of fruit? Let's think about this a little more. Will it take a little additional time at first on your part to get things going? Yes. But all new things require a little time to learn them and get used to them. But if you're willing to make a little sacrifice of your time to get things moving in the right direction, you will have more time down the road along with a host of other benefits. To start with, think of all the additional time that is lost because of using time as an excuse not to prepare your meals. You eat larger portion sizes dining out, so you feel you have to exercise more to burn off the extra calories. You lose productive time by eating foods that cause energy drops and leave you performing subpar. You spend time frustrated and depressed about being overweight. How much time and money do you waste on crash diets and gimmicks? Now think of all the time that could be gained by creating a regular menu of meals that are high energy and cause you to stay within your caloric budget. Your productivity will go up because you will have more energy. You'll have to spend less time burning off those extra calories with endless bouts of exercise. You will no longer waste time trying to come up with a plan for the Battle of the Bulge or staying up late at night watching infomercials that promise to do all the work for you. Okay, Hank, that all sounds great, but you don't understand. I can't cook. I burned toast and almost chopped off my finger trying to put some jelly on it. No worries. If it really is that bad and you need to have everything prepared for you, roll with it. Do the same type of inventory to find out where you're spending your calories and then try to add options that are tasty and meet your game plan or recognize what an appropriate serving size is for you. You may not be able to order a smaller size, but do you need to eat the whole thing in one sitting? A more fun alternative might be to turn off the TV one night of the week and take up a community cooking class. Don't have time to leave the house? Then turn on the TV to the cooking channel. Invite a few friends over and have fun learning and making a mess in your own kitchen. Cooking is a skill that can be learned. You may never be chef material, but by learning a few simple techniques and new ideas, you'll be off and running miles away from burning toast. In the end, folks, everyone has time to eat healthier. You may not have the skills and ability to do so right now, but if you make a commitment to gain the needed skills and routine, it will simply be a matter of time before you start enjoying the benefits they have to offer you on a full-time basis. Bon appetit.